Novel 3, page 102. Magic, Mystery, and Mr. Prince. The woman towered over him. She folded her arms over her powerful chest and scowled at Paolo Lumbi. "My name's Queen, you're Paolo Lumbi." It was a statement, not a question. Paolo stared at his visitor. 28 or 29, he thought. Well-built. Looks more like a man than a woman. Strong as an ox. Doesn't need my help, or anyone else's, for that matter. So what's she doing here? "I need your help." Paolo concealed his surprise. He pointed to a chair. "Please sit down, Miss Queen," he said, with his usual politeness. "Mrs.," came the curt response. "And I prefer to stand." "I'm sorry, madam. I didn't realize." This one's full of surprises, he thought. Looks more like a gang leader than a wife. "Why should you?" Mrs. Queen cut in. "Anyway, he's gone. Vanished."
"Who has vanished?"
"My husband. My man. Mr. Prince." Paolo decided that the time had come to sit down himself. Not because he was tired. Not because he couldn't face a standing encounter with his formidable visitor. No, he wanted to sit down because then he would be able to flick on a switch concealed underneath the arm of his chair, a switch which ensured that their conversation would be safely recorded on a cassette. "So, what kind of help do you need?"
"Mr. Prince has gone, vanished, disappeared.
Well, of course, we both knew it would happen one day, but not like this. He did have the formula, but he told me he'd got it right, said he'd tested it. Now he's gone." She took a long pull on her cigar. "He did say he'd do it."
"Do what?" Paolo interjected.
"Become an invisible man. A man one cannot see. Make himself disappear. He knew he could do it, and maybe he has."
"Just a moment, Mrs. Queen," said Paolo. "Take it quietly," he told himself. "She doesn't look mad, but who knows?"
"I'm not sure I follow you. Are you saying that your husband has made himself invisible?"
"Yes," she said.
Paolo took a deep breath. This was obviously not something his private investigation agency could handle.
"I want you to fly to Johannesburg," said Mrs. Queen.
"Fly to Johannesburg? That's a very long way away. Why?"
"To find him."
"Who?"
"My husband, you fool," said Mrs. Queen impatiently. "How do you manage to run a private investigation service when it appears that your intelligence level is the same as a donkey's?"
Time to get tough, thought Paolo. He shot up from his chair and threw his notebook and pencil on his desk. "Mrs. Queen? I'm not prepared to sit here in my own office and be insulted by you. I'm sorry, but unless you sit down and tell me your story clearly, then I'm unable to help you. At the moment, you are wasting my time."
"Mr. Prince," said Mrs. Green, "was several years older than she. He was a professional herbalist. He'd been to university as a young man and had obtained a first-class science degree. He was by no means the conventional medicine man, possessed of secrets handed down from generation to generation. Once he'd left university, he had decided to study traditional medicine, and he had become a successful healer. But as he grew older, his interest turned more and more to research. At some point in his research, he had stumbled across a myth that had intrigued him. There had been a clan of powerful healers who had developed the ability to make their bodies invisible. Mr. Prince had become convinced that this was more than a myth. These healers had used a potion made up of extremely rare herbs and had practiced a form of thought control. I'm telling you the whole truth, Mr. Lumbi, so don't look at me as if I'm telling you lies and rubbish.